idea. Sing Battlestar Galactica to me.
This will be the first thing.
Previously on Battlestar Galactica.
Turn him off the airlock!
It's in the freaking ship!
This dirty mommy.
Oh my god. Welcome to the Doctor Who mid-season reaction podcast. I'm Zosette, and I'm joined by my fellow Ashitaka's Angels, Leah.
Hello!
Who provide us with that lovely song
from the welcome
show. It was great.
Thank you.
And Maxine.
Hello.
We are also joined by friends of the vlog, Jenny.
Hi.
And Rachel.
Hello.
All right. So maybe we could start off with a little refresher. Let's play a little Who Said That? And for this one, you have to tell me what episode it came from and who said it.
Is it just going to be this season?
Yes. No, like, it's not going to... All 50 season of Doctor Who.
Oh my god.
Starting right now. All right. And basically, if you know it, just shout it out. Okay? First quote. I don't know what he said to you to make you marry him, but he's a lucky man.
Brian!
Yes.
And dinosaurs on a spaceship!
Yes.
Cool. Nice one, Leah.
10 points for Gryffindor.
10 points for Gryffindor!
No, you're a Hufflepuff.
I am a Hufflepuff.
That's right. All right, next one. He's called Susan, and he wants you to respect his life choice.
The doctor! Doctor! Have all mercy!
Yes, very good. Let's see, next one. No sense of humor and that chin.
Osgood in the Asylum of the Daleks.
Yes. There you go. Oswald. Very nice.
Oswald Oswald. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. I got the first name right.
We'll give it to her. We'll give it to her.
I don't really care about her, so.
Yeah, all right. You're already going to hate her.
I know.
First episode.
It took me 7 episodes to like Amy, so.
All right. Let's see. Next one. You just married Henry VIII on our anniversary.
Rory. The Power of Three.
Nice job, guys. Okay. Changing the future. It's called marriage.
Amy.
Yes.
Both Doctor and Amy. Didn't Doctor
Angels pick Manhattan.
Or River. Yes. River said it first.
No. I think Amy said it. Amy said it, I think.
Amy said it, yeah. The River sort of, or who says it sort of earlier?
Yeah.
He kind of says it on the stairs or something.
Either River or the Doctor.
I can't do this podcast without the turkey hat.
Okay.
Sorry.
I love the turkey hat.
Jenny has to put a turkey hat on.
She's putting it on? All right, go for it.
Putting it on.
Go for it, Jenny.
There we go. All right, it's on.
All right, now, now I'm in the game.
And there's a little... Go ahead, Zosette.
All right, okay, here we go. The next one. All right. Turkey hat's on.
Yep.
We're all settled.
Very I'm dialed in. Here we go.
You dialed in? Oh, excellent. Okay. So, let's just start with just overall impressions. If you had to use one word to describe this season as a whole, what would it be? And I can go first. If you guys want time to
Do we have to do one?
I feel like I'm in English class. This is hard. one word.
Or just a fragment. You know, fragment. Not a whole sentence. Or whatever. I'm just going to use one word.
I got 3 words for you.
Okay. Okay.
Excitement, terror, and emotional.
Yeah.
That's good.
Wait, we're doing the whole season? One word for the whole season?
Yes, yes. So, Maxine's, yours was excitement?
Well, I mean, my one word would be emotional, but
emotional.
If I... Because I was excited, but... It's emotional. Let's just go with emotional.
Definitely, definitely emotional. If I had to use one word, it would be uneven.
Is that a word?
Uneven?
Oh, yes. Uneven. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know.
You're using an iPad right now to grade.
I am. I'm in the middle of grading papers and also just dying.
Oh my.
Yeah, we're dying.
I'm just really tired. Okay, my word is, I know this is, I'm stealing this word, but bittersweet.
Aw, yeah.
I'm stealing it from Moffat, but I think he's right.
Yeah, I agree. All right. The whole season, I liked it, so I would just say it was enjoyable.
Okay. Rachel, do you have your word?
I think my word is transitional.
Good.
That's a good word.
I think because it really was just a, it wasn't bad or good. Actually, I mean, parts of it I really, really enjoyed. It was just, its whole point was to say goodbye and to get ready for the next one.
Definitely. I would say, I don't know if this is going to sound weird, but I would also say, like, pulpy.
Especially the last one.
You know, like, meaning, like, it's like this, like, it's got, yeah, it's had that whole, like, sort of noir detective thing, and then we had a Western episode, and then we had, like, a crazy dinosaurs in space episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It just felt very much like, kind of like, you know, Robert E. Howard, Ray Bradbury, Weird Tales kind of feeling to it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was pulpy.
Pulpies. I like that word. It's a good word. Pulpy.
Mm-hmm.
I think
makes me think of orange juice.
Yeah, that word.
You thinking of some Tropicana?
Yeah.
It does sound good. Kind of related to pulpy, maybe like use like iconography a lot. You have those big, you know, Western. Well, again, the Western theme and the noir theme. Sorry. Well, you can elaborate on your words if you want. You can elaborate on that word that you use. So, who said bittersweet? Was that
you? Oh, that was me. Okay. Yeah.
You want to elaborate on that?
Well, I mean, obviously, the last episode with the farewell with the Ponds, it was like, it was a mixture because it was really, really sad for the Doctor. You know, less sad for Amy and Rory because they do get to be together. And there's a sense that, you know what I mean, it's what they want, you know? But still, it's sad because the Doctor is so sad about it. So it just kind of left me with a giant hole of feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a lot of fun too. It was a very fun season, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
With just craziness. I mean, even the Asylum of the Daleks, like that was just like kind of a crazy episode with lots of funny Doctor lines, and Dinosaurs on a Spaceship had lots of funny lines, and you know, Power of Three had funny lines. It was just like filled with lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was sad, too.
That makes me, think of Leah's word, enjoyable. And that's the reason why you watch it, right? I think you said that earlier.
Because
you like...
Well, I was just going to say, not, you know... I actually disagreed with your words, Zosette. You said inconsistent. I thought this was one of the most consistent, like, beginnings of a season. I mean, since the past two seasons. Because besides... Town Call Mercy, I didn't really love, but I still, like, thought it was a pretty good episode. And I feel like, if you look at, like, the beginnings of, like, season 5 and season 6, there was always, like, a dud in those first 5 episodes that was, like, not that good. And I feel like all of these were pretty consistently good and really enjoyable for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Angels Take Manhattan wasn't really that enjoyable, but I think it was still
really
effective.
It was effective.
Yeah, I still think it was a really, really good episode.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, it wasn't like, I wouldn't say these episodes were like the best ever, but I do think that like they were very consistent in terms of quality, I guess.
Yeah, there was no ganger episode.
Yeah. Like there was no Victory of the Daleks.
Shut your face. And, like,
oh, no.
I actually kind of like Victory of the Daleks.
Oh, I do too, Bexy!
Gross. And you also, I didn't really like Beast Below that much. Mm-hmm. And then, like, in the first 5 of season 6, I mean, I kind of like the pirate episode, but that one wasn't really that good.
Mm-hmm. It was not that good.
Oh, you like both of them, right? Okay.
I like the end of the pirates episode.
Well, I said an even, I guess. I see your point. But I think that's, I think we disagree, just because I feel like I like the last season and season five, I really liked the timey-wimey-ness of it. Like, I like when I get confused by it. So,
okay.
And like, I don't like the fun romps as much. So maybe that's why I didn't like these five as much as past season. What happened? Oh, God. Did we lose someone? Shit. What happened? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. I can hear you.
Leah? Is Leah still there? Oh, no. Okay.
Hi.
What's happened?
We're back.
Did you just like not hear the last part of my argument?
No. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
She went away.
You'll hear it. You'll hear it back. But basically, okay. I was just saying we have different reasons for liking Doctor Who, and that's why I use the word uneven. And you thought differently, which is fine.
Yeah.
Maxine, your word, emotional. Do you like to? It ties into bittersweet, but. Why emotional above all the other words that you chose? Sorry.
You talking to me?
Yep.
Well, I think it's emotional just because you know that it's goodbye for them, and there was a lot of the favorite moments that I had were, you know, the emotional moments in the episode where he's telling her, you know, that he's running to her because she's fading from him, it feels like. Or every time they pull away, you can see the pain and the agony that he's feeling, like, oh, no, it's like time is coming. Because, you know, he's been there before. He's traveled, you know, almost 1,200 years or something of that nature, and he's had many companions leave him before. So I chose emotional because not only because we were, you know, letting go or trying to the best we could because I still haven't let them go, but let go of Amy and Rory. And so then there was that, but then there's also the reaction of the Doctor to their, you know, leaving eventually, like being pulled from him, you know, with a flash by the angels, but also the fact that they were for a while choosing whether or not to continue traveling with him.
Right.
So that's why I chose emotional. Not only because of the way I felt, but the way the characters were dealing with things.
All right. Rachel, your word, I'm sorry, I forgot what it was.
Transitional.
Transitional. If you would like to elaborate on that a little bit more.
I think because we knew all along that they would be leaving, it was very much like every episode even mentioned it a little bit. Every episode kind of hinted at the fact that they weren't always like that they were getting older and that they weren't really ready to continue and that they might give it up. And so like, I'm not, what's the word? It wasn't that I wasn't sad, like I was sad, but I kind of knew it was coming, and so I was kind of prepared for it in a way, and I think the stories kind of went along with that. And I don't know, I think each one, because there were some that I wasn't like a huge fan of, but each one kind of told a little aspect of their overarching theme. It kind of emphasized the different points that it was gonna have that were gonna be important when they left him. I actually just watched Town Called Mercy a couple days ago, and I really liked it. Having watched it post everything else, because it kind of reinforced that whole "you shouldn't travel alone" principle that I think was kind of the whole point.
Let's talk about. So you really liked Town Called Mercy. Would you say that's your favorite episode? From this season.
Well, definitely not from this, or definitely not my favorite episode, but from this season, I actually want to say yeah.
Okay.
Just because it's the kind that I like. It's just an adventure, and it's got ethical quandaries and all those fun things. And it was just, it's very classic to me. Like, that's like the kind of story that I really enjoy. But I liked The Angels Take Manhattan for the emotional aspects of it. And I think, I guess The Town Called Mercy was the only one that I really felt like had any kind of storytelling that wasn't rushed. Like, I feel like all of the other episodes, there was kind of like you were thrown into the situation and then all of a sudden you were thrown back out of it and like, okay, it's quick fixed and then you're done. Mm-hmm. And that was the only one that actually had any like challenge to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I love the last one. It didn't make any sense if you look at
if you really thought about it. Yeah.
Like, he couldn't come back to New York. She, for some reason, couldn't leave New York ever. Like, it didn't make any sense, but I won't push it.
Okay. That question is that I asked Rachel is for all of you. What was your favorite episode this season?
Ticker Woods.
Maxine, do you want to go? Do you know what your...
I mean, if you're going to put me on the spot, sure.
I'm just random. It's just random.
My favorite episode? I don't know. You should come back to me.
Okay. Leah, or...
I thought I could give you an answer, but I can't.
My favorite episode was Angels Take Manhattan. I just thought it was the best one of the season, even though it wasn't my favorite to watch. Mm-hmm. Because it hurt me. please indicate on the doll where Stephen Moffat hurt you. My heart! I still will forever sing the praises of Dinosaurs on a Spaceship. I'm like its number one fan. I just love it. I just loved it so much. I mean, I think there were problems in every episode. None of them were perfect, but I don't care, man. Dinosaurs.
Hey, I mean, do what you feel. Dinosaurs,
right? Okay, on Spaceship. It's like, best thing ever.
Mother effing dinosaurs.
Mother effing dinosaurs on this mother effing spaceship. I did want to say that Angels Take Manhattan, yeah, you cannot think about it very hard. It's like we saw the movie Looper. Yes. And if you were to really think very about the time travelness of it, you would get a headache. Like, your brain would explode.
You would go insane.
So, yeah, I mean, I do agree with some of the problems people have with it in terms of the explanation for a lot of things. But I also think there are a lot of answers for the explanations, but it's just kind of, like, not evident in the show itself a little bit. Although I do think it maybe would have helped from being a little longer, or maybe, like, a two-parter or something. Might have helped that episode a little bit in terms of the plot stuff. My least favorite was A Town Called Mercy. But I've been noticing that I'm in the minority with that.
For that
just
one?
From around the internet. Mm-hmm. I feel like A Town Called Mercy was liked a lot more than I liked it. But to be fair, I only watched that once. And all the other ones I watched more than once. So maybe I need to go back and watch it again.
How many times did you watch Dinosaurs on a Spaceship?
I think three. But yeah, all the other ones I watched twice. I still haven't gotten around to watching. I wanted to watch Angels Take Manhattan again, but I don't know. I think I maybe need time to heal.
You need, yes.
I've seen that one like four times. Yeah, you need time.
Whoa, Maxine.
Need time to mourn.
I watched it a lot.
For me, the grief is still too near.
Yes. Yeah.
There you go. Lord of the Rings quote. Boom. Drop the mic. Drop the mic.
Drop the mic. Yeah. All right. Maxine? Jenny? Favorite episode?
Go ahead, Maxine.
Okay.
There's so many struggles because a lot of them are just painful episodes. Well, not painful, but I don't know. I guess I would agree with I think it's between the first episode, Asylum of the Daleks, and the last episode, Angels Take Manhattan, for me. So I think I like Angels Take Manhattan more because there's a lot more Rory and Amy than in any other episode, which, you know, is kind of important since we had to let them go. And I think maybe the problem that we're having with the episode is that a lot of us are assuming they got sent right back to New York, and that may not have happened.
Right. Mm-hmm. It may have been entirely different.
A different place, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I mean, a lot of the thing with Doctor Who is, like you said, time travel is wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey, so it's really tough to keep track of, but I think the most important thing for us to keep in mind is that we can't answer everything, because he doesn't have answers to everything. He just knows that it's a fixed point, I can't change it. Gotta move on. So, and then I really liked Asylum of the Daleks because, you know, they were back together. There was some great things that happened in there. And then, even though Oswin kind of stole a little bit of the spotlight from my beloved Todd.
Really don't like her.
Yeah. I'm just gearing up my brick wall. This is what I do.
Oh, right.
I put up a brick wall when I have to meet new people. So, that's weird. Anyways, so I liked Asylum of the Daleks, but... Because, you know, there's, like, Amy and the doctor running around, and she's trying to discuss with him life, and he's not really getting it, and I think I like that, so.
All right. Cool. Yeah.
I liked Auslan.
Yeah, I liked her too.
I do, yeah. But I still don't like her more than Rory, so.
Oh, well. I mean, I don't think no one tops
Well, that. Obviously. No, nobody's better than Rory.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Wait, what was the question?
Favorite episode. Favorite.
Okay. Least favorite episode for me was probably A Town Called Mercy. Mm-hmm. Though, in its defense, I fell asleep in the middle of it.
That's right.
Because it was bad, but just I was really tired.
Just tired, yeah.
And then when I rewatched it, I watched it without any sound.
Yeah, it happened.
So that didn't help. No. The third time when I kind of caught the very end of it on a replay, and I actually heard what happens at the end and how he becomes like the protector of the town, the android guy. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I need to give that one another chance.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, watch it from beginning to end.
Yeah, but I mean, even so. I don't really like Westerns, so I'm already kind of set up to not really like that one as much as the others. Which, it's not the fault of the episode, that's just me.
But the guy from Farscape isn't it.
What's that?
The guy from Farscape isn't it.
Yeah, I don't know that show.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Sorry. But my favorite episode was by far The Angels Take Manhattan. And it's because, like, opposite of Town Called Mercy, if you set your show in New York, it's already up 10 points for
automatic
me.
Automatic win.
Automatically. I'm on its side. Also,
she really loves New York. You don't understand.
I, like, made out with the New York skyline for, that's like, an hour.
True. I saw that happen.
In a hotel room in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, that happened.
Hey.
No, but oh, I just loved also the whole, like, 1930s detective thing. I mean, that episode had a lot going for it, just to already... Yeah. Excited about it.
I like the backing of literature too in it. That was cool.
And just to be totally honest, I mean, I think the actors are all great, but all four of the principal actors were so much on their game in that episode.
Absolutely.
It mm-hmm. was just like acting masterclass.
Yeah, and I loved River in that episode too.
Yeah,
it was like great to have River Kingston back. Was great. She was so great. I mean,
yeah.
I sometimes feel bad for Karen Gillan that she doesn't always have a lot to work with sometimes, but she had so much great stuff in that episode, and she just really was awesome. And Arthur Darvill, and they were all just great. That's it.
So Zette, what about you?
Last week I think I said Asylum of the Daleks was my top one, followed closely by Angels Take Manhattan, but now I think the scales are tipping a little bit.
Ooh.
Because I'm realizing now, many days after the fact, that I felt more.
Yay, Zozette has feelings. She's not the Tin Man.
Zozette had a feeling.
I had a feeling.
Could have been gas.
We'll know for sure 7 hours from now. I'm just kidding. I'm processing it more now, and I'm realizing that I was actually more sad than I was the first time I watched it. Like, the second and maybe third time I watched it, I felt more. So I think in terms of that, I guess that means it impacted me more, and so I liked it more, I guess. That's what I'm trying to say. Jenny started with least favorite episode. I want to actually ask all of you, what was your least favorite episode?
Oh, I already said least favorite. Sorry.
All right, you said Town Called Mercy.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
I jumped the gun.
We'll get the rest of them.
Gun.
Maxine, what was yours least favorite episode?
A Town Called Mercy.
Yeah. Okay.
We all hate Rachel's favorite.
Because, I know, I'm sorry, Rachel.
That's okay.
You said some great things, and maybe I need to watch it again since it's been a while, but when I first watched it the first couple of times, I didn't like the fact that they were kind of, like, shoving the fact that he's, like, you know, this horrible, terrifying guy, when, like, minutes before they were like, oh, we're in a Western, yay, oh, what's going on, there's an android, you know, like, I don't know, I just felt like they were trying to get to the dark side of the Doctor, but it was forced, in my opinion, like, they kind of just were skipping ahead a little bit, as it were.
Rachel, I'm curious to know what your least favorite episode is.
Yeah, since you'll be different.
I I haven't, no, I don't know, because I haven't seen a couple of them, and I only really watched everything once this time. I haven't seen a lot of them more than once. Oh. I don't usually watch more than once. Gosh.
Well,
come back to me.
I'll come back to you. Okay. All right. I'll say mine was, yes, Town Called Mercy as well. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Rachel. But I thought they, I know that the Doctor not traveling alone is, you know, supposed to be a theme. But I felt like in that episode particularly, like, they were just, it was like too much. You know, they were just being too emphatic about it.
Yeah.
And, like, and though I appreciated how they compared the other Doctor with the Doctor, I felt it was at times a good comparison to see how alike they were. But other times, I think sometimes we got hit over the head with how dark he can get. So,
especially for, you know, him in the Susan line and, like, the romping through the desert and, like, having a Stetson with a bullet in it, you know, like, it just didn't, it didn't mesh.
Yeah, yeah. Rachel?
Yes?
Are you ready now? See, you, like, barely gave her time to
update. I disagree. Sorry. I felt like a lot of the other episodes this season have been very childlike. Mm-hmm. And I'm not used to seeing that. It was nice to see the Doctor actually struggle with something. And that's why I'd say Angels Take Manhattan was, like, kind of also higher up on my like list, because he wasn't just being goofy. Like, he actually had some emotion, and you actually saw some, like, variety in the character, and you saw that there was actually stuff going on with him, because I love the Pawns, but there's only so much of, like, will they stay home? Will they get older? Like, that I can handle. Right. And this was really the only episode where that didn't go on. Like, all the other ones had these nice moments where she'd be kind of, like, mentioned something, but for the most part, it was more about them.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I didn't feel like it was forced on me that he was having that issue, but then I also have to say that I watched it after all the other episodes.
Okay. Oh, you watched it after? Okay.
It's the last episode I watched.
Uh-huh.
So,
can I ask you something, Rachel?
Yes.
Who's your favorite Doctor?
I mean, debate David time. Tennant. It's kind of hard.
You said Tennant.
Tennant.
You don't have Tennant. I think that's why you like the episode more. Like, you like the episodes that are more serious, because Tennant, a lot of his episodes.
Well, it's just it was serious. Much more like classic. I guess what I mean, like, it is much more of a story.
Mm-hmm.
Side of everything else in it, and it is more like, yes, it's more like 10 seasons of, like, him being not that great, but also being, like, happy-go-lucky. So, yeah, it is more what I was looking for, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm a 10, so, I mean, I could feel what you're saying. Like, I like the serious side of the Doctor, so I think that's probably
it was important. Like, maybe shown out of order, I think, but I think it was important. Actually, I think it would have made more sense to have gone after the Power of Three.
Mm-hmm. It might have, too.
Henry VIII thing, because
having
it, like, with them traveling together and having, like, the friends and the fun and stuff like that, and then seeing the difference of who he is outside of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, having opinions. I don't know. So I guess long story short, my least favorite episode was probably The Power of Three.
Okay.
The more that I think about it. I like, it had some very funny moments.
Yeah.
It had some very, very, like, hilarious moments, and I like to watch him get bored around the house.
Yeah.
But I can't get over how quickly it was solved.
All I had to do was wave his screwdriver.
And that really bothers me. And then there's, like, this whole, there's all of this information that gets thrown at you at once, and I feel like half of it was important, and then all of a sudden, and I think it was so atypical of him to leave a spaceship full of people.
Yeah.
That was weird.
And so, yeah.
Alright. Well, I want to ask you, this might be a big question, but
hold on.
Your, What are your favorite episodes, or episode, what's your favorite episode of all time? You can have more than one, but, should I give you time to think? You need time to think? Or if someone has it right now.
Mine is, well, I've said this before. Go ahead, Leah.
Wait, hold on. You go, because I think I have to say goodbye to my brother.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's leaving for school.
Dan?
Aw.
Yeah.
Is it John?
It's John.
Oh, okay.
Oh, tell John we said bye.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll go then. I said this before, and I'll probably always say it because I don't think they'll ever make another episode that I will love as much. It's called The Family of Blood, so it's a part two of Human Nature. Mm-hmm. And it's the episode where he's been disguised as John Smith for like 3 months or something of that nature. And he's kind of fallen in love with a human, which is something he never thought he would, well, which the doctor never thought he would do. So there's this whole struggle for the doctor where he has to decide, you know, to become the doctor again. And then, you know, why should he be the doctor? Why should he be the one who has to, you know, carry the burden of always saving the world from all these crazy, horrible aliens and time problems? And so I really like that episode because I think it deals with a lot of things that we kind of don't get to see in the everyday, you know, romping around the universe and his occasional, like, just losing it. And Sandy, like, oh, yeah, they need to pay. They need to be punished, you know. We get to see, like, the gentle or sentimental side of him there. He's like, why can't I have this? Because, you know, I think one of the themes that courses through the show is how he talks about, you know, some people are lucky because they get to have normal lives, you know. And everyone's important in their own way. So I think we get to see that theme more from this episode than we do in any other episode.
All right. Rachel, do you have a favorite episode of all time?
I don't, but I do have a comment, and I have a favorite group of episodes.
Okay.
I thought it was very interesting listening to what Maxine had to say, because I wasn't a huge fan of Family of Blood, but I enjoyed it for different reasons, but I think it's interesting to see how people can pick up themes based on, like, stuff that's clearly important, more important to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're looking for it.
Like, it would have never occurred to me that, like, you know, everyone has their own special thing. Like, that theme never occurred to me, but I like that you said it because it makes it a lot more worth it. But in my particular opinion, I like the later Donna Noble episodes better. Mm-hmm. I guess I couldn't name you one that I like the best. I've seen Turn Left probably the most. Mm-hmm. And I like that one, but it's actually a fairly Dr. Light episode. Mm-hmm. I think I just like the relationship between the two of them. It's a very interesting one. And there's something about it that it sticks with me.
All right. That's fair. Jenny?
Wait, quick. What did everybody say?
Maxine said
Family of Blood. The one we watched together.
Yep.
And then Rachel said the latter half of Donna Noble episodes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All of them?
She said Turn Left.
Turn Left, she liked a
lot. Short story, Turn Left. But
yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to know.
Okay.
Thanks.
Wait, what's the question? I'm sorry, Suzette. I was out of the room. What was the question?
Oh, favorite episode of all the seasons that you've seen.
Oh.
Well, Jenny's seen 5 and up, right?
Yeah, and random other episodes dispersed throughout, but not in any particular order. So I can't really speak to 9 and 10, really. Mm-hmm. Just because
That's fine.
So of the 11 episodes I've seen, Dr. 11, not
right.
Seen more than 11 episodes. I don't know. Probably, I don't know if I could pick one, but I would say that Angels Take Manhattan is definitely up there. Also, the Impossible Astronaut, the two-parter, really.
Day of the Moon.
Yeah, both of those from the beginning of the 6th series. And then
more than one.
I know. Well, it's hard, okay?
It's okay. We already named a group of them.
Like,
so.
Desert Island one. it would probably be the two-part finale, Pandorica.
Damn it!
Opens. Did I swear? Oh, no, you sorry.
Yes. It's okay. Sorry.
That's just, that to me is Doctor Who at its absolute best. Got it all.
That's what I was going to say.
I laughed, I cried, Stephen Moffat made my brain hurt. And there was a wedding.
That's
there
was right. A wedding.
There was a
the
death.
Doctor danced. He danced. The
Doctor did a giraffe dance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. And River killed a Dalek. It was awesome. Yeah.
There were fezes.
There were fezes and Romans right. And that's giant right. Boxes.
Yeah.
That's right. Do you want to add anything,
Leah? And cute little children.
Oh, exactly.
Two.
Cute little British.
Had everything. Had everything.
I had little Amelia and bigger Amelia and Rory. Lots of good Rory
and
moments.
And the Centaurian.
Yes. The last century.
And it's Scottish people.
Hello.
Mrs. Hughes would love that.
Hey, Mrs. Hughes would.
Okay.
Leah, would you like to add anything? Or
well, yes. I have some, you know, pre-11 episodes that I really like, but I haven't seen every pre-11 episode, so I won't speak to that. But yes, the Big Bang, or no, Pandorica opens followed by the Big Bang. Those yeah. are my favorite episodes, probably. Those to me are, those are like one of some of the best season finales of literally anything I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm being really
hyperbolic.
However, I, to be honest, started with season 5 and I liked it, but I didn't love it as I was going on. And it wasn't until I saw the finale episodes. Like, I attribute that to why I like Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm an idiot, but when they put the Doctor in the Pandorica, I was so shocked. I had like no idea that he was the one mm-hmm. who was like gonna, like, I just never guessed that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was really obvious to everybody except
no,
me.
It wasn't.
But I was just, yeah. And Amy and Rory and, oh God, the scene where like she says goodbye to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then like when he talks to her when she's a little girl. And then there's the callback to the Angels episode. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell, Stephen Moffat? It's just like, thanks. To me, like, after that, Stephen Moffat just went too crazy. Like, that was the perfect amount of crazy encapsulated in two mm-hmm. episodes. Mm-hmm. After that, Stephen Moffat just took everything a little too far in season 6.
Mm-hmm.
I think The Doctor's Wife, though, is also
That is a good episode.
That's such a good
excellent.
One.
Excellent.
And the Vincent episode as well. Yes. Yeah.
All
right. And The Girl Who Waited.
And The Girl Who Waited.
And
is that I'm just a huge Moffat fangirl, and I just basically really like a lot of the episodes.
And apparently you're a horrible, terrible person, because some people out there on the internet act like Stephen Moffat murdered their dog. Like, Stephen Moffat has a lot of hate.
He does.
There's a lot of Moffat hate out there. Like, a lot.
They think he's destroyed it.
And I don't get it, but...
I think it's a very vocal minority of people, but...
The trolls.
That's fine. That's totally
fine.
Can
I adjust my answer about favorite episodes?
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
I'm not removing any of what I had said, but I'm going to add to it.
You're appending. Okay.
I'm appending.
Go ahead.
I am supplementing. Speaking of finales, mm-hmm. the Christmas.
Just in general?
Just, well, of Doctor Who.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Anything.
The very last David Tennant episode is pretty darn good. And the very first David Tennant episode is pretty darn amazing.
Yeah.
The end of 9?
What's his name? What are they? The Atraxi? No, that's not it. With the, end of 9.
Yeah, that was a really good episode. Yeah, yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm talking about? With Harriet Jones, Prime
yeah.
Minister.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Spectacular episode.
Psychorax. Are you talking about the Christmas
cigarettes?
Season?
Yes.
The cigarettes. Yeah, those are good episodes.
I like that episode a lot.
For me, it would.
Doesn't
have to
she
be...
look tired?
Who? Doesn't she?
Oh yeah, I love that.
Oh. Doesn't she look
tired?
Yeah, that's awesome.
My favorite episodes are Doctor's Wife. as we've already mentioned.
Yeah.
Because that one also made me almost cry. And then my second one is my first Stephen Moffat encounter with Silence in the Library.
Mm.
And I think Rachel is actually the one who made me watch that. She's like, you have to watch this. And I did. And I really liked it.
Was that your first Doctor Who episode?
I think so.
It was. Oh, wow.
Go me.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice job.
Just because you got River. She's like the first River episode. And you had the Timey-Wimey-ness because, like, as we know, it's her last encounter with the Doctor.
Yeah.
And then Tennant was also great in it. And you had a pretty good villain with the, what are their names again?
The scary skull people.
Like they're in the darkness.
Oh, yeah.
The
Varashnu.
What was it?
Vashta Narada.
Oh, Vashta Narada. Yeah. Vashta Narada.
I always mess up their name.
Yeah. So those are my two favorites.
Okay. I cried at the end of that episode.
It was, because even though they got saved, quote unquote, I mean.
But, like, the Doctor was so sad.
I know.
And then he snapped his fingers and the door opened.
The door, yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Which Eleven does that, actually.
He does.
Which is funny. Yeah. Anyways, okay, go on.
It's good they carried that through.
Yeah.
So, keeping in mind all of your favorite episodes,
Do
you think that any of this season's episodes measure up to your favorite episodes? Nadia's in deep thought. No?
No. I mean, I really liked Angels Take Manhattan, but it's not as good to me as what is my favorite.
Okay.
I think it is not the best out of some of my favorite episodes, but it is one of the better goodbyes I've seen with some of the companions.
Yes.
So it's a good finale.
When you say better in terms of goodbyes, like what do you mean exactly? I just want to know.
Like everyone says goodbye a little bit differently. Like there's only so many ways to like get rid of a person. And death ones don't happen that often and they're rough on everyone. And you know, Rose Tyler was kind of like.
It was sudden.
Horrible.
Yeah.
So it was horrible. Really sad. It was really sad.
Yeah. And even like saying goodbye to like Donna Noble was like, I'm not ready for this.
No, I wasn't either.
And so even though I was being prepared for Rory and Amy's, not demise, but like leap, what is it? Dismissal? Yeah. I don't know. I was still, like, impressed at how emotional it still was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew they were leaving, but it just, they still were able to catch me off guard, so I give them props for that.
All right.
I agree with that. Because I wonder, like, if I hadn't have known, like, how would it have affected me? Like, if I hadn't known that the pawns were leaving, like, I probably would have been more angry, maybe.
I was so upset.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot more upset. Mm-hmm. And I knew that Rose was leaving just because I knew spoilers and stuff. But her ending is more. I mean, well, I've never seen the episode where she comes back, so I don't really know. But it was more tragic in a way. Like, I almost feel like Stephen Moffat could have been more of a bastard. Like, he could have made their ending more tragic, Amy and Rory, and he didn't, which I'm glad, you know, good job that you didn't, you know, just completely destroy us, because he could have, and he is capable of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a good thing how you were pointing out the comparisons between the companion exits. I mean, as far as I know, like, Martha chooses to leave, which is sort of better in a way for her because she doesn't get, you know, abandoned in another dimension or, you know, sent back with angels or whatever. So she sort of gets a good ending, but I feel like it is a little sad. Whereas, I mean, it's more, well, we talked about this last week. It's more sad for the Doctor really than it is for Amy and Rory.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I do agree that, like, it's one of the best companion exits. But I think, yeah, like I said, I was comparing, like, the first five episodes of, like, the other seasons to this one. I think this one is generally more, is better, but nothing, there hasn't been anything mind-blowing for me yet. But I know a lot of people really, really, some people really love The Silence of the Daleks. And I don't think I like it as much as, I don't know what I'm saying.
No, I know what you're saying.
I understand your words.
Okay. I got you. Let me just interject.
Yes, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if the astute listeners picked up on this, but I'm grading quizzes actually while I'm doing this podcast, and I have a student who loves Doctor Who. So for our vocabulary test, they have to write a sentence using the word. So she's always making Doctor Who references.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I thought I'd just read a couple here.
Yeah,
just,
go ahead.
Guys, so you would enjoy them. All right, here's one. The Master was very belligerent when he tried to take over the world because he would pretty much kill anyone that got in his way.
Nice. So
yes. The word was belligerent.
Accurate. Belligerent. Accurate. Good use of the word.
Mm. Here's another one. The Doctor had some cases of nostalgia because he missed Gallifrey.
Oh, yeah. Good.
The word was nostalgia.
Good one.
Just thought you'd like to hear those. Okay, carry on.
A+. A pluses.
A
yeah.
plus.
I do give extra credit for sentences that amuse me, so she gets a match.
Oh.
Hurrah! Carry on. Well, Zosette, I don't know if after everyone else has answered, but I think it'd be interesting to sort of talk about what we think the Pond's sort of legacy is and how their run compares to some of the other companions.
The other companions? No, it's a good question.
I think that's interesting
question.
To hear.
Good question.
I don't know.
Let's just round out this last question. Maxine's having issues. Are you all right, Maxine?
I'm good now.
You're good now? Okay, great.
Yeah.
So do you think that any of this season's episodes stack up to your favorite episode of all time?
No. Okay. I mean, I think the thing is, it's all opinion-based, but I still love my favorite episode. It probably will still always be my favorite episode. But I did enjoy Name of Take Manhattan. It was good. So,
right. Okay.
But I don't know. I question the season because it's not like, you know, previous seasons where we have like a clear theme and you're kind of like compelled to see what kind of clues you can pick up along the way. Mm-hmm. And so it's already got that like negative point going on for it there, but it was a good season. Mind you, I don't think it's as great as past seasons in my opinion. But they still have, like, 9 episodes to go or something like that, so.
Yeah.
See.
We've got time to make up. Yes, Leah, you were saying something.
Oh, I do have to say, I don't know, does the Christmas episode, does it count? Like, does the last Christmas episode count as season 7?
Depends who you ask.
Okay, because I loved the Christmas Carol episode. Was that what it was called? The Christmas Carol? The one with Dumbledore?
Yeah. You don't.
I thought that episode was amazing. Amazing. That's like one of the best episodes, I think. But I thought this last Christmas episode wasn't good at all. The widow, the doctor, the widow, and the wardrobe trees. Was I didn't like that one at all.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I was just thinking if that's included in this season,
I think so.
That kind of brings it down for me because I thought, but I don't know if it really does because it's sort of like a special, so it doesn't really fit. But yet, like this Christmas episode that's coming up is in season 7, I guess. And that one's like actually important.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Oswald / Clara.
Yes.
Jenny.
Yeah.
Same question to you. Do you think that the season's episodes measure up to your favorite episodes?
Well, yes and no. It's kind of apples to oranges in a way because, like I said before, my favorite was that two-parter Pandora Opens and the Big Bang.
Right.
And, like, those two episodes are sort of a triumphant ending.
Yeah.
You know, the Doctor saves the world and, you know, saves Amy and Rory, and it's very much, it ends on a high note and positive happiness. Whereas I really, really, really like The Angels Take Manhattan a lot, but it doesn't end on a very happy note.
Yeah. Oh.
So would I want to rewatch it endlessly and fist pump my way through it and like shout out all my favorite lines like I do with Pandorica? No. But it still is really, really good. I just thought it was really good. I mean, all the time travel stuff, yeah, if you think about it for more than 5 seconds, you're like, this is ridiculous.
It doesn't hold up.
But that's time, I mean, all time travel. The only movie that's able to do good time travel is Back to the Future.
Back to the Future!
Which I haven't seen
that
yet.
So. Yeah, even Looper had some holes there.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I mean, and even Back to the Future, when they went into part two, it was like, made no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Year 2000!
It's just too hard to do, I think, and to have it stand out. Because, you know, according to, you know, what's his face from Back to the Future, time travel is possible, but it's actually not.
How many you need something gigabytes?
Yeah, we will never have 1.21 gigawatts. So, you know what I mean? It's impossible. So if you think about it too much, it's never going to make sense. So I don't know where I'm going with that. But yeah, I do think The Angels Take Manhattan is equal to some of the best episodes.
Mm.
I do. From a writing point of view, from an acting point of view,
emotional
acting, stuff.
Sure. Yeah. Emotional. Yeah.
I mean, and the angels are always scary and good. I enjoy them as villains.
It was scary. I thought they were scary. Even the ridiculous Statue of Liberty, which was pretty
ridiculous. It was so ridiculous.
That was little
just, it was just there. Just
they like, couldn't help it, could they?
No, you, I mean, sorry. You, if you have a giant statue in a city, it's going to be an angel.
Yeah.
You got to use it.
But it was ridiculous.
Did we get everyone else on that question?
We didn't get Mrs. Hughes. Just kidding.
Oh, Mrs.
Do not
Hughes.
Bring up... No. Mrs. Hughes, go back in the kitchen.
She doesn't work in the kitchen.
Oh.
What's that more?
Oh, that's right. Her and Daisy.
It's not right.
I really want to get to the Pond Legacy question, so I'm just going to say no for me.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's just go to the Pond Legacy question. Leah, if you want to ask it formally.
I just was wondering, I think especially to everybody who's, those of you who've seen all of the episodes and all of the companions of the new companions, obviously, I don't know if anybody's seen the old companion, the old Doctor episodes, you know, what do you think? Like, which companion's run has sort of been the most successful? And then do you think people will look fondly back onto the Ponds, sort of like they do with some of the more popular old companions, like, you know, Sarah Jane Smith and stuff like that? And, yeah, if you think their run was good or... That was it.
All right. Oh, it's a good question.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Because it's over, man. It's over.
We will never see them again. Well, maybe a cameo, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe in the Christmas episode?
I'm going to force Zosette to talk first because she never does.
Fine, I'll go. The Ponds. I think they're really different from the other companions just because they had more... agency. They had more of a choice, I felt like. They got to go in and out more with the Doctor. And I felt, because I have seen how Donna and Rose and Martha leave, and I feel like the Ponds was probably the most emotional to me. Just because you think at the end of the episode, maybe they could be happy all together. Maybe they could stick together. But then there's that stupid angel just hanging back, and Rory just gets sucked back in time. And it's tragic in a way. And seeing how the Doctor was affected by it was also really sad. I think maybe the second most emotional departure for me was probably Donna's. Just because she can never, ever see the Doctor again.
Mm-hmm.
And if she does, she'll die. And I think, in terms of departures, the fact that you can't ever see them again, you can't ever travel together again, is probably what makes those two departures more effective than, say, Rose's. Because Rose, she has the Doctor in her alternate timeline or whatever it is. And then Rose, I kind of forgot how she left. if someone wants to help me out with that.
Who?
She got pulled to a whole new parallel universe when previously they had set up that the TARDIS accidentally landed in a parallel universe and it's not possible. So, like, she really was stuck there. Like, she couldn't ever see him again, supposedly. And then she comes back later. But the first time she left, she, like, it's pretty sad because he, like, tells her to go somewhere, which is, like, their bay, which is, it's called Bad Wolf Bay. And he tells her he's burning up a sun to say goodbye to her. And he, like, draws it out because he doesn't have a lot of energy. But then he doesn't ever tell her that he loves her. Like, he says,
he's like, about to.
And then he disappears.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of, for all the people who really want Rose and Ten to be together, it kind of breaks your heart. So, but, like, there's this, the scene that really stays with you is where, like, they're both on separate walls. But,
yeah.
Same universe. Like, if they were in the same universe, it'd be the same wall. But, like, they're, like, you know, clinging to, like, the last moments or the last place that they were together. It's really sad. It's heartbreaking.
It was an episode where, like, they are, like, the Cybermen ghosts. Like, they were, like, everyone thought they were ghosts, but they're really the Cybermen. Oh, and right. Then, like, the Cybermen were kind of fighting the Daleks. And
she went into the other... That's Rose. But
yes.
Martha.
Because they had that earlier episode with the Cybermen where they were, like, in the other place. And she was... Rose was a little dog.
Yeah.
And her dad was still alive.
Yes. I remember that. Oh, Martha, though, how did she leave?
She just left.
She just left? Yeah, so I feel like hers was the least, like, effective.
He was like, let's go. And she's like, I kind of need to stay here and help my family get over what they've seen. Because they, like, were in the hub of what happened with the Master.
Right.
So everyone else had forgotten in the world, but they remembered because they experienced it. Mm-hmm. And so she stayed to help them.
Okay. Gotcha. So, yeah, I just said words. You guys can go next. Pawn Legacy. What say you? I'll call on Rachel.
I guess I can only really comment on the new companions, like, from the past 10 years, or 7 years, because I haven't seen anything older than that. Mm-hmm. So, Sarah Jane Smith, whatever, I can't comment. Mm-hmm. On, like, the really classics. But I think, for me, their legacy kind of depends on who they became when they left.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why Rose Tyler was so big, is so famous, because she became her own person. Like, she started out as, like, this shop sales lady. Like, she didn't have anything. And she kind of became, like, love whatever, but she became herself and did whatever she wanted to do. And I think, it really matters for me, like, relationship-wise. Like, I think that's why, like, Martha's my least favorite, because I see really nothing different about her from where she started and where she began or where she ended. And I think that's why I like the Pawns, because and why they stand out a little bit more is because they did evolve, but they also changed him.
Yeah.
And so I think that's, like, an important part of the character when you look at him, is, like,
yeah,
it's not necessarily, like, what they did, but, like, or, like, how cool they were, whatever, but it has to do with their legacy. Well, it's their legacy. I'm talking in circles. But I think it's they stick out because they were his family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why they, like Rose, would continue to stick out afterward, because they're not just, like, some people that hung around for a while and had some fun and had some adventures, but, like, they were affected his development. I think he said it, like, you're the first face I saw.
Mm-hmm.
With this face. Like, that makes a difference, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely. I agree.
Leah, would you like to elaborate?
I think that's really apt, actually. Jenny and I were talking about this, how they were kind of like a family unit in the end. Mm-hmm. Even and then, like, sometimes River would show up, you know? And it's almost like the story, I think someone described it as, like, the story of a guy who travels with his wife and his in-laws. Because it's so true.
It is, yeah.
And, like, yeah, they really kind of felt like more like of a family unit. Where with Rose, it was very much kind of like a romance type of thing. Although, I personally loved the relationship the most that Rose had with Nine, because I felt she really changed Nine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beginning. Whereas with her and Ten, it was a little bit too lovey-dovey. I don't know.
It's fair. I totally felt that way.
It was a little much for me. But, yeah, I think Rose will always be remembered, too, because she was the first you know, she was like the first one of the new companions and everything. So yeah. Mm. I mean, I think the Pawns was very successful. I mean, I think some people didn't like the whole baby storyline kind of from season 6, which I do agree had some problems and stuff, but I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. I'm biased because Rory is my favorite companion, so yep. Of course I'm going to say nice things about him. But yeah, I do agree, like, they changed the Doctor, and you really saw a lot of change with Amy and Rory, and they were around for a while. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm really biased because I just love them. So I think they were really good companions. I think it's going to be hard for me when the new companion comes around.
Yeah, how's she going to fill those shoes?
I like the two companion dynamic too. Mm-hmm. I think that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So, but we're going back to a hot girl companion.
Right.
Like, single hot girl companion, and I hope she's different. Because I think Martha was almost a little too similar to Rose in some ways, and that she was kind of in love with the Doctor, too. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, I don't know.
I think that's why I remember her the least.
Yeah.
She was just pining over him.
And he was having none of it.
Exactly. Exactly. Poor Martha.
Yeah. Jenny?
Oh, my turn. Okay. What was the question again? I feel like that should be my motto this episode. Sorry.
Pawn legacy.
Yeah, pawns. Oh, right.
But pawns. You didn't see that other companions, really. But
I'm still going to have an opinion.
Yes. Go for it, turkey hat.
So, I'm still wearing the hat. True. It's the only thing keeping me alive at this point.
Oh, my. All right.
It's been a long weekend. Yeah, so I think that they're going to have... Well, okay. I hope they have a good legacy. However, to bring up some controversy from earlier, I think there's a lot of fans, I don't know why, really don't like Moffat. And so I think it will be their legacy will be very divisive.
Yeah.
You know, I think there will be people who really kind of, you know, loved the whole family dynamic thing with the two of them and River and the Doctor. And I think there'll be people that really... You know, I think there are people that really love Rory and they love the whole idea of this married couple. And, you know, I think there's also a lot of warm feelings just because the actors all seem to really like each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Karen and the babies.
You know, I think they all, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of positives for them to have kind of a really strong legacy and be remembered very fondly with the Who fandom. But I think there are still those people that just really have it out for Moffat. And I don't know. I think it's going to be very divided. I think they're going to it's going to be strong feelings either way. You know, you were really either big fans or not so much.
Well, it makes me sad too, because I think Matt Smith is so freaking brilliant. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, it makes me really sad when people are just like, they don't like Moffat, so they kind of criticize Matt Smith. I don't know, but I'm really overprotective of Matt Smith. So. Yeah.
Just want to protect him like a child.
And I think, I mean, I don't know. I just think that I am such a Moffat fangirl. It's the Scottish in me. But, like, I just think that his writing, yeah, it can be overly complicated and a little bit crazy. He does have problems sometimes with female characters. But overall, I just think he's a really strong plotter. And he comes up with really clever, interesting things. I mean... One of my favorite villains, aliens, whatever, the Weeping Angels, like, he invented them, you know? The Silence, hello! Those guys are super creepy. Like, he's just so good at that kind of stuff.
I hate the Silence. They're my second least favorite.
Oh, they're so creepy. So creepy. Oh, freaky deaky. So, like, I don't know. To me, it's just, I think that because he's been a good showrunner, in my opinion, that the Pawns will have a good legacy.
Hmm. We are fangirls.
I am. Turkey hat on.
We got a turkey hat of time.
Yep. I've got, you know, my Stephen Moffat forever button.
Yeah.
On the lapel. I just really like him.
Yeah.
Good writer.
Mm.
Maxine, did you answer the pawn legacy question?
I did not. I think they're going to be legacy. Like Lee said, it's a break from the norm. It's a couple, so that's nice. And before Rory, I love Donna, but Rory's just amazing, so I think they're going to last forever. The same thing with Rose. I mean, Rose was phenomenal. Like you said, Martha's kind of, she's just, I think she was the in-betweener. Yeah. I think they tried Donna, and they were like, oh, she's a little too strong in that episode where she's, the Christmas episode. Oh, yeah. Oh. And then they tried Martha, well, they had Martha for a season, and they bring back Donna. So, I don't know. I think people often forget Martha. Like, she's a great character. Like, she, you know, she was kind of her own person before she traveled with the Doctor, but she's not, she didn't change him as much as the others did, as you guys have all been bringing up. So, yeah, I think the Pawns are going to, you know, be memorable, even with all the drama behind Moffat and his questionable ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I enjoy the Pawns, I think. And the thing is with the Pawns is that they are the longest-running companions now. Previously, mm-hmm. it was held by Rose or Billy Piper. Mm-hmm. So we've had them so long, and I think that that's part of it. You know, it's hard to let go of things you get used to. Like, we got so used to them. It's been 2.5 years of, you know, the Doctor and the Pawn. So
yeah,
I think it's going to be hard to forget them or ever erase that they were, you know, part of his history.
Right.
And they had a good
plus
end.
He's like their in-laws. So yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just realizing now that I didn't answer your question.
What? Oh, you didn't answer?
I didn't answer it. I think I just talked about their departures. But I would like to add.
Oh, that's okay.
I'd like to add that. Yes, I do think that they'll have a good legacy, partially because Moffat, even though for all of his shortcomings, maybe plot-wise, I think he did a good job of showing how they grew in devotion to one another.
Yeah.
And that seemed really believable. And so when you, from the first episode where they're both together, which is that the... Vampires in Venice.
Yeah.
And then
that's the only good thing about that episode.
Like Rory shows up.
Yeah.
Maxine's always getting down on Vampires of Venice. I like
it. She really doesn't like it.
It's like my least favorite. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Then you have, you know,
like Victory.
You have Amy's Choice, and then you have episode like Girl Who Waited, and you have Rory's the Centurion Who Waited, and like. The through line is there, and when they finally say goodbye, you do feel it.
Yeah, they had a good end, which I think is important. Because if it ended kind of like wah wah, mm-hmm. it'd be like, oh well, okay.
Yeah,
right.
Or their ending was really epic.
Well, and I mean, I think that's to just sort of jump in. I mean, that's a sort of a cliche thing to say as far as shows run or the way or a movie or any kind of piece of art, you always remember the beginning and the end.
Mm.
You sometimes forget the mistakes in the middle, but if you go out on a really strong high note, I think that's what people remember.
Mm.
So, and I think that this last season with the Pawns was strong. I think that the last episode with them was strong.
I think their introduction is
wonderful. I mean, 11th Hour is a great episode.
11th Hour is amazing.
I think that the finales of the first season with the Pawns and this last season with the Pawns were also really strong, as I already said.
Yeah.
So I think people will kind of remember that stuff and they'll kind of forget the, you know, the Ganger episode. Or,
I hope so.
Or the Victory of the Daleks, though I like that episode.
No.
Shut. It has Daleks serving tea and Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill.
Yes, Winston the robot Churchill. Who gets to have a life.
And it's World War II. Look
I just the Daleks.
Leah just can't. She can't right now.
Would you like some tea? No, stop. That's not Daleks. Stop doing this.
I need you to record the Dalek voice for me because whenever I'm asking my students, when they're asking questions about writing, I'm like, you need to explain. And
explain.
I want to do
explain.
Yes, I want to just press a button and have a Dalek go.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Wouldn't that be great? Or if they get one wrong, I'll press a button and the Dalek will say, exterminate!
Yeah.
Okay, so I think everyone got to that question, right? Everyone
yep.
got the Pawn Legacy question?
Great. Yep.
All right. Well, we've officially said goodbye to the ponds.
No!
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 No.
No. Maybe not in our hearts. Not in our hearts. Never give up. Sorry.
Never surrender.
Winston Churchill said
yep.
that.
Winston Churchill said it.
By way of Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, I said that once and I was like, Winston Churchill said that. I was like, no, he didn't.
Were you saying it in earnest? Like you actually?
Yes, I really thought that was what Winston Churchill had said.
Yep.
He said something similar, but.
It was like never, ever, ever, ever.
Yeah, never, 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 ever, ever give up. Yeah. But I mean, I guess they just said it better on Galaxy Quest, so I remember.
Yes. What does he say? By the what of something?
By Grobthar's hammer.
By Grobthar's hammer. Good movie, by the way.
Great movie. I
haven't seen that in a while.
It was so good. Sorry, before we go on to a sci-fi tangent, we're approaching we're...
Over it.
1 hour. Yeah, we're definitely over our 1 hour mark, but it was good. We had good discussion, I think. Good job, everybody.
Woo!
I guess we could end with, I don't know, really quick, what are you hoping to see in the second half? Just one word answer, two word answer. Second half of the season, what are you hoping to see?
Oh, yeah, I have no idea because I literally know nothing about it. I know there's going to be more episodes than this one. There's going to be like 8. I think, episodes, and apparently there's going to be another Neil Gaiman episode, which is exciting. But I'm really intrigued by the new companion, and also, like, they have, like, set pictures from, like, the Christmas episode, and it's, like, a Victorian-era episode, and I'm intrigued to see... Oh, we saw the little preview of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
And so I'm intrigued to see, like, you know, she's, like... I think it'll be cool if she's from the past. I think that'll be a cool thing.
Yeah.
So I really want to know what her relationship will be with him. Mm-hmm. That's mostly what I'm looking forward to. But I don't know. I feel like this season is such a mystery.
Big question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm looking forward to Osmond or whatever her name ends up being. What her story is. Just because I have no idea. I just, I'm a blank page.
Yep.
Jenny, Maxine, Rachel, what are you guys looking forward to? Or what are you hoping to see?
I'm looking forward to my reluctant admiration for Oswin / Clara. I really, really hope she's out of love with the Doctor because, well, if she is, then maybe we'll see more River. But,
Right.
11 kind of belongs to River.
That's right.
In my book.
That's her man.
And I guess just seeing how he, I guess how he carries on, because that's the British way. So carrying on. I guess I look forward to carrying on. Although, most of me is still devastated, so I had to see how I'll feel in December.
Well, I wonder or not how...
I could just pick up and watch.
Yeah, I wonder how much time will pass for the Doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And I do look forward to Neil's episode, because the Doctor's wife was brilliant, so hopefully we'll get something else like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever the spark is that I got this summer, that's what I look forward to finding again.
Aww.
Rachel, Jenny.
Like other people said, I really have no idea what to expect. But I am interested to see what kind of relationship they're going to choose to make between the two of these people. Because in the first episode that we saw her in, they really kind of developed her as this, like, super intelligent, like, foil, almost. Like, it reminded me of Sherlock Holmes and Irene Adler.
Interesting.
Or is that her name?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, and that's not always my favorite relationship, but it'll be interesting to see what it does turn out to be.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny?
I don't know what I'm looking forward to. This is a new thing for me. Having the old companions go and bringing in a new companion. So this is uncharted waters for me in a lot of ways. So I just, I'm trying to just be really positive about it because I like the actress a lot from Asylum of the Daleks. So I'm in her corner already, and I really, really hope she's from the past.
Yeah.
I think that would be a different dynamic that we haven't seen before, and it could be really interesting. Because, I mean, especially, you know, obviously the TARDIS is sort of weird and aliens, you know, it's hard for any person to take in.
Mm-hmm.
But for a 21st or 20th century person to take in, it's a little easier. You know, space travel is a reality for us. So it's not like that crazy, but for someone to be from like the Victorian era, to suddenly have, like, she'll think he's like a magic or something. Also,
yeah, a warlock.
Yeah, you know? So it'll bring in a steampunk thing too, I think, where it's kind of this sort of mixing of the older era with the science fiction side of things, which could be really cool.
Yeah. All right. I actually thought of something else.
Yeah.
Sorry if I'm skipping. Can I just edge in real quick or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Edge away.
Okay. We've been introduced to her as Oswin. So the question is whether or not she's going to remain Oswin. Because I think I was reading something and someone asked that, and Stephen Moffat said that was the right question to ask. So I wonder how he's going to either weave in Oswin's storyline or how he plans to start fresh or whatever it may be. So I think that's my.
He is. So there's something up his sleeve.
That's one thing to look forward to, I guess, about her.
Yeah.
I like mysteries. I can't resist mysteries. So.
Yep.
Right. Great point.
All right. And with that, I think it's a good place to close. I don't know if we'll get to, because it's going to be around Christmas, I don't know if we'll get to do a podcast around then, but we'll definitely be back for the second half.
Yeah.
Season, I'm hoping, if you guys are up for it.
I believe so.
Yes, you believe
so. Sure thing.
Good. I guess we'll just close out with that. And thank you guys for participating in this podcast experiment. I feel like we've been just learning and tweaking along the way and making mistakes, especially on my part. But thank you.
Not that anyone can see it because you took it off.
Right. I am erasing all evidence. Like Oswin. thank you guys for participating. It's been really awesome just to hear all your thoughts.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you, Zosette, for doing this. You're the best.
Yeah.
I enjoy doing it. I enjoy just hearing all of you guys just talk about it, and it enriches my experience of the show, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So,
all right, let's just go around one last time for now, and we'll just say bye, and then we'll sign off. So, Leah.
Bye.
Jenny.
Farewell, and the turkey hat also. Good to do.
Bye, turkey hat. Maxine?
Farewell.
Rachel?
Oh, wait, I see a gravestone with my name on it.
No!
Uh-oh.
No!
Rachel! Look at it!
Come back!
Just get in the TARDIS!
Don't blink! Turn around! Dang it! Don't blink!
Bye, guys.
Bye.
And goodbye from me. We'll talk during the second half of the season. All right. Bye.
Woo! Bye.